بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد كان فيما قبلكم من الأمم ناس محدثون فإن يكن في أمتي أحد فإنه عمر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Still in this chapter of the great virtues and the honor of the awliya. Further, in the previous hadith we read, where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu invited some people, and then how that food was sufficient for them and for a whole delegation. What barakat Allah gave in their as they ate, the food increased all the time. Further, we read in this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the people of before, the nations of before, there were people who were muhaddathun, that is, people who were inspired by Allah Ta'ala, and they made correct decisions. Wahi did not come, revelation did not come from Allah Ta'ala, but they were inspired with such things that they took the right course of action long before the time also, and they had the correct ideas of all matters. With regard to such people in my ummat, فَإِنْ يَكُوْ فِي أُمَّتِ أَحَدٌ فَإِنَّهُ عُمَرٌ. And if there is anybody like that in my ummah, it will be Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with that great honor by Allah Ta'ala that many ayat of the Quran Sharif were revealed according to what he had desired. In other words, what his desire was, that was the same which Allah Ta'ala had also revealed. So we can imagine how great. He was not a Nabi, revelation did not come to him, but his temperament, his mizaj corresponded so much with that of the Quran Sharif that what he said, Quran was revealed also according to that. وعن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه عنهما قال حضر جابر بن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما says شكا أهل الكوفة سعدا يعني ابن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه إلى عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. The people of Kufa, which is in Iraq now, the Muslims were ruling there, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had appointed Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the governor of the place, the Amir of the place. Then those people complained about Sa'ad ibn Waqqas. They had various complaints which we will read in front, and Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Waqqas is one of those Sahaba who were one of those ten Sahaba, Ashara Mubashara, who were given the glad tidings of Jannat in this world already. He was a Sahabi of great ranking, and it isn't that every complaint is correct of the people, and they complained of such a great person. Wasta'amala alayhim Ammar, and then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu temporarily had appointed Hazrat Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the governor, as the Amir. Fashakaw hatta ذكروا أنه لا يحسن يصلي. And the complaints were about Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi, that he does not perform his namaz correctly, that he makes imamat but he doesn't make his namaz correctly, which can never be even thought of a sahabi of that high position. فَأَرْسَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ فَقَالْ يَا أَبَا إِسْحَاقِ إِنَّ هَؤُلَى يَزْعَمُونَ أَنَّكَ لَا تُحْسِنُ تُصَلِّي. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then sent for Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas and addressed him by his nickname, Ya Abu Ishaq. What is it? I hear that these people are complaining about you, that you do not perform your namaz correctly, you do not make imamat correctly. فَقَالْ أَمَّا أَنَا وَاللَّهِ فَإِنِّي كُنْتُ أَصَلِّي بِهِمْ صَلَاةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا أُخْرِمُ عَنْهَا. He says, by Allah, how can that ever be possible that I had learned namaz from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the namaz that I lead the people with is that same namaz of that same stature of which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us. I do not decrease in that in any way whatsoever. وصلي صلاة العشاء وصلي صلاة العشاء فأركض في الأولين وخف في الأخرين. I perform performed the two namazes of the night, Maghrib and Isha, and both of them I lengthen the first rakat somewhat, and the second rakat I make it somewhat shorter. And that was the namaz of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala dhalika adhunnu bika ya Aba Ishaq. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, that is what I thought about you. I knew you wouldn't do anything wrong. Wa arsala ma'ahu rajalan aw rijalan ila Kufa yasalu anhu ahl al-Kufa. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent a person or a few people, a delegation. And we see the great justice of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Hazrat Sa'ad was a sahabi of such great stature, but still he investigated the matter. He did not just take it on face value, but he investigated the matter, and he sent a delegation to Kufa to find out the reality of things from people on the ground. يَسْعَلُ عَنْهُ أَهْلَ كُوفَ فَلَمْ يَدَعْ مَسْجِدًا إِلَّا سَعَالَ عَنْهُ. That delegation went to every masjid and asked with regard to Hazrat Sa'ad the Amir, what is your pulse opinion? What do you say? وَيَثْنُونَ مَعَرُوفًا. All of them praised him very greatly, that he is a very great person, his kindness, his tolerance, everything he does perfectly. حَتَّى دَخَلَ مَسْجِدًا لِبَنِي أَبْسٍ. Until they went to a masjid which was for the masjid of Abs. That was one masjid. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ مِنْهُمْ. One person there stood up and said, يُقَالُ لَهُ أُسَامَ إِبْنِ قُتَادَ. And his name was Usama bin Qutada. يُكَنَّ أَبَا سَعَاد. And his nickname was Abu Sa'ad. فَقَال أَمَا إِذْ نَشَدْتَنَا. He says, when you people have asked us now, and you have asked us to tell the truth, let me speak the truth. فَإِنَّ سَعَدًا كَانَ لَا يَصِيرُ بِسَرِيَّةً. Then he complained about Hazrat Sa'ad. Three complaints he had. He says he does not go out with the expeditions of jihad. He stays at home. He sends out the people for jihad. He does not go himself. وَلَا يُقْسِمُ بِالسَّوِيَّةً. And he doesn't distribute the wealth, the spoils of war, he doesn't distribute them fairly. وَلَا يَعْدِلُ فِي الْقَضِيَّةِ. And he doesn't make justice when he has to rule in a certain matter. Three complaints they had. On that, قَالَ سَعَدٌ. Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also present. He said, أَمَا وَاللَّهِ لَأَدْءُوَنَّ بِثَلَاثٍ. You have made three complaints about me. I will also make baddua on you with three matters. اللهم إن كان عبدك هذا كاذبا. And he said, oh Allah, if this servant of yours is a liar, if he's speaking lies now, قام رياء وسمعة. And he has just stood up for position, for name, fame, to draw attraction and attention from people. فأطيل عمره. The three badduas he made for him give him a very long life. وَطِلْ فَقْرَهُ. And make his poverty also stretched long. Let him suffer in poverty, in want and need. وَعَرِّضْهُ لِلْفِتَنِ. And present him to be to have lot of fitna, lot of evil that surround him. That he has a long life, life of poverty, difficulty and hardship, and that he must be involved in all types of fitna and all types of wrong. وَكَانَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ إِذَا سُئِلَ يَقُولُ. And this person who complained, after much later, whenever he was asked about his condition, you suffering so terribly, what has happened to you? He said, شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ مَفْتُونٌ. That I'm an old man, and I'm in great, great fitna, I'm in great, great sin. أَصَابَتْنِي دَعْوَةُ سَعَادٍ. The baddua of Sa'ad has reached me. It has destroyed me, his baddua. قَالَ عَبْدُ الْمَلِكِ إِبْنِ عَمِيرَ الرَّاوِي عَنْ جَابِرِ إِبْنِ سَمُرَةَ. Then the narrator of the hadith says, فَأَنَا رَأَيْتُهُ بَعْدُ. I saw him in his later years. قَدْ سَقَطَ حَاجِبَاهُ عَلَىٰ عَيْنَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ. The hair on his brows had fallen over his eyes. That is, he had become so old, his the eyebrows had become so big, and they covered his eyes. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَتَعَرَّضَ لِلْجَوَارِ فِي الطُّرُقِ And he used to interfere with all girls on the road. Any girls passing, as an old man, he used to interfere with them. And this was a great fitna. فَيَخْمِزُهُنْ And they used to laugh and tease him. Where the girls are going to get involved with such an old man? So here we see that to interfere with the righteous and the pious and take their baddua is a very serious thing. A person suffers many times great consequences of this. A person must not try and fool around and play around with the righteous and the pious, the awliya. Their one baddua will destroy a person. So a person must be very careful. Here we see how what happened to this person when he made this false claims also. And he tried and harmed a wali of Allah Ta'ala. What great destruction and harm came to him. وآخر دعوانا